It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today over the telephone, I have Jason Hunsinger. He is the director of the Western Mining and Railroad Museum and Helper, but it might not be called that for too much longer. Jason, thank you so much for joining us today.
Oh, yeah. Thanks a lot.
How are things going down at the museum?
They're going good. We've got some exciting news. So first of all, as you mentioned, we've got a name change, which we're all excited about, so that we think kind of better reflects who we are. So last week, the museum board unanimously voted to alter the name to Helpers Mining and Railroad Museum. So we're dropping the Western, and we're going with Helpers Mining and Railroad Museum, which kind of gives, you know, more a sense of pride of ownership. And, you know, we've been getting donations since 1964 for this museum, so it really is a community museum. So we wanted to reflect that more. And last night at the city council meeting, they had to approve the name change, and they did. So we're excited about that. So now we're Helpers Mining and Railroad Museum.
And I read somewhere that you guys felt like the name Western Mining and Railroad Museum was too broad. It was too vague, because where do most of your items in the museum come from?
Yeah, they all come from local donations. So from Helper and from Price and from Carbon County. Our mission remains the same, to cover the people of Carbon County that came here to work on the mines and the railroad and their cultural history. So we just wanted a name that was more fitting. And the old timers, a lot of the old timers around here would always refer to it as the Helper Museum anyway. So and we also have a bunch of signs on Main Street that refer to it as Mining and Railroad Museum. So we thought this name really made the most sense.
And it really does, and like you said, it just kind of gives it a little more recognition and puts a finer point on the name itself. Has this been something that's been in the works for a while?
Well, I've kind of wanted to change the name for quite a while, and we have a new board member that actually brought it up, and he came up with the Helpers possessive title instead of just Helper, and we really liked that. So we went ahead and voted on it, and we all thought it would be a good idea, and we're looking forward to kind of doing some new marketing around that, and it's exciting.
So going forward, it will be known as Helpers Mining and Railroad Museum. When might people start seeing, as you said, marketing and signage and things like that for it?
Well, we're working on that right now. So the first thing that we're going to have where you will see that is some posters and promotion for our event, which is coming up. We have an event on May 22nd, and that is kind of a closing event for an exhibit that we have that we've had up for a while, which is the Mark of the Tramp exhibit, the traveling exhibit about hobo graffiti. So, May 22nd, we're going to have an event which will be outside the Rio and inside the Rio. We're going to have Charlie Ray, who put the exhibit together, kind of do a presentation at 5. We're going to start with food at 4, and I think there's also beer and wine out there. And we have a band which totally fits the theme called the Rail Jumpers, and they're going to do a couple sets inside the Rio, which has a great new sound system and lights, and that'll go from 6 to 9. And we also have some outside entertainment by this fellow that calls himself Cletus T, and he fell off the train recently, and he's going to stay in Helper and do a gig. Do you believe that? That's his story.
If that's his story, we'll stick with that then.
That's what he's telling us. So, we said, we can get you a gig while you're in town here. So he'll be outside entertaining while the food and drink is going on. And that starts at 4, so the whole event runs for from 4 to 9, and the Rail Jumpers, which are a great bluegrass band from Salt Lake, will hit the stage for their first set at 6 and take an intermission and then do a second set.
All right, and you're saying that's May 22nd, and that'll be the last day to see the Mark of the Tramp exhibit at the museum?
Yes, we're actually going to bring the exhibit down into the Rio lobby to tie that in with the event, so you can see all that right there. We have another aspect that I think is really interesting and a kind of a great part of Culper history is down the street at the Vintage Motor Company. There is a sign kind of embedded into the wall. It's an amazing piece of history from the Depression era. And it talks about how the hobos, it was an emergency station for them. They could stay there and get two meals and one night's rest. So that sign kind of lays out the rules for what the hobos could do there. And we're going to do tours of that. You can sign up for tours of that the day of the event, or you can also call the museum to do that, 435-472-3009. And I think that'll be a lot of fun. It'll be like a 20-minute presentation, and Gary DeVincent or Bobby DeVincent will kind of talk about their building and that unique sign.
All right. Always a lot of fun things going on at the museum. Now, with this event on the 22nd, where are we sitting on COVID protocols right now?
Please just bring your mask still, and we'll go from there. But everyone, please have a mask so when you are inside the Rio, you will be as safe as possible.
All right. Jason Hunsinger with Helpers Mining and Railroad Museum. Thanks for joining us today, and we're going to let you go, all right?
All right. Thanks a lot for keeping up with everything we're doing.
Anytime. Get on up there and enjoy the museum. Enjoy the whole town of Helper. There's so many things to go and check out. Jason, thank you once again.
Thank you, Dave.
Now, for more information on interviews like this one, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.